The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, for almost a year, there was an escalating pattern of violence directed towards the United States and other Western targets in Libya. Attacks on the consulate in Benghazi, attacks and assassination attempts on the British ambassador, attacks on the International Red Cross, attacks on courthouses, judges assassinated, culminating on September the 11th, and the murder of four Americans, including our ambassador to Libya. Before those four murders, Mr. Chairman, just a few weeks before that, our embassy in Libya said this to the Department of State: the security condition in Libya remains unpredictable, volatile, and violent. So, Mr. Chairman, despite what would appear to any reasonably objective observer as an escalating pattern of violence, including sophistication, coordination, and management, this administration blamed the murder of our ambassador and three others on a video. Don't take my word for it, Mr. Chairman. Let's look at what Ambassador Rice herself said. Our current assessment is that what happened in Benghazi was, quote, in fact, initially a spontaneous reaction. I don't know what the phrase in fact means in diplomatic legalese. I can tell you what it means in a courtroom, Mr. Chairman. It means it's a fact. And she went on national television and she said, not as this ambassador has said, that I'm not going to speculate, that I've got to get all the information. She said, in fact, this was a spontaneous reaction to what had just transpired hours before in Cairo, almost a copycat of the demonstrations against our facility in Cairo, which were prompted, of course, Mr. Chairman, by a video, is what she said. And then she proceeds to say the attack was spontaneous. I can think of few things, Mr. Chairman, more antithetical to spontaneity than a 12-month-long prologue of violence in Libya. And then she said she relied solely and squarely on the information the intelligence community provided. Mr. Chairman, I would like to have another hearing where we can ask Ambassador Rice under oath, who told you what when? You're going to blame the intelligence committee? You come before this committee and you tell us who told you it was a video. Who in the intelligence community said it? Who in the diplomatic community blamed this on a video? And then we move to Jay Carney, who's the spokesperson for the leader of the free world. And this is what he said, Mr. Chairman. I'm saying based on information that we, our initial information that includes all information, we saw no evidence to back up claims by others that this was a pre-planned or premeditated attack. What we saw was evidence that it was sparked by the reaction to this video. And that is what we know thus far based on evidence, concrete evidence, close quote. Mr. Chairman, you know that in former life, I spent a little time in the courtroom. So when I hear the phrase concrete evidence, it means something to me. That's even stronger language than simply saying something is in fact. So two representatives of this administration gave demonstrably false statements, not just to us, but to our fellow citizens on national television. Now, is the explanation for those demonstrably false statements, as my colleague from Florida just asked, was it negligence? Was it just a reckless disregard for the truth? Or was it more nefarious than that? Mr. Chairman, the American people are reasonable. People understand investigations take time. People don't expect you to speculate until you have all the facts. What they will not forgive, Mr. Chairman, is being misled. We want our questions answered, and I want them answered by the people that went out before the American people and sought to mislead them by blaming this on a video when there is no evidence, concrete or otherwise, to support the assertions made by this administration. Mr. Chairman, I just had a conversation with Jason Chaffetz out back, and I hope he doesn't mind me saying this. He still gets emotional talking about what he saw in Libya. There were four brave Americans who died under circumstances that we can scarcely fathom. The terror, the fear, the anarchy of being killed in that fashion. They did what their country asked them to do. They stood post under dangerous circumstances even after requests for security were denied. They stood their post. The least we can do is stand this meager post that we've been assigned and demand that this administration speak the truth to the people it's supposed to serve. This was never about a video. It was never spontaneous. This is terror. And I want to know why we were lied to. And I yield back.
By the Turkish ambassador, there wasn't a soul around the compound, and the coordinated attack lasted for hours with al-Qaeda-associated militia. My belief is that that was known by the administration within 24 hours, and quite frankly, Susan Rice on your show on September the 16th, the president on the 18th and the 25th kept talking about an attack inspired by a video. They're trying to sell a narrative, quite frankly, that the Mideast, the wars are receding, and al-Qaeda's been dismantled. And to admit that our embassy was attacked by al-Qaeda operatives and Libya leading from behind didn't work, I think undercuts that narrative. They never believed the media would investigate. Congress was out of session, and this caught up with them. I think they've been misleading us, but it finally caught up with them.
Well, that is a very serious charge that you've just leveled, mm-hmm. Senator Graham. Are you saying that the administration deliberately misled the American people to make it look as if terrorism is not as much of a threat as apparently it is?
Either they're misleading the American people or incredibly incompetent. There was no way with anybody looking at all that you could believe 5 days after the attack it was based on a riot that never occurred.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com. youcanruninternational.com or call 1-866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. It is, friends, October 16th, Tuesday. Whoa. Well, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And again, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you have Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Friends, if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And again, friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Truly, boy, it is.
Did I enjoy that Trey Gowdy piece?
Yes.
That was very good.
That was just a reminder. It wasn't just Trey Gowdy. It was also
Arland?
No. Yeah, oh, Lindsey Graham. Yeah, where are you at?
I was thinking Arland Spector because he... Lindsey Graham, different guy.
I love that. But go ahead.
I appreciate the fact that they're checking other people whose brains are in other people's heads. But you know what? That when the guy said, "That's a pretty bold assertion that you're making there. Do you think this administration deliberately misled the American people?"
Can you believe he would ask a question like that?
And can you believe Lindsey wouldn't answer it direct and say, "Yes, they did." Instead, they were ignorant and misinformed.
Well, the last thing they want is justice, because if they have justice, then the laws would be enforced against all crime, and that would probably include themselves, and they don't like that. Mm-hmm. So if they tell on their buddies in Congress, well, then, you know what, their buddies in Congress that are narked out will probably narc on them as well, and they don't want that to happen. It's time for the American people to clean house.
Got it.
It really is.
It is that time. Right now on the Facebook at The Sons of Liberty. Again, The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Hey, too, also, many of you that have been commenting on the posts and things like that, we appreciate it, and we ask you to continue to comment, because your interactions then go on the radio, and they go throughout to 54, is it 53 or 54?
53.
53 different countries. And people are listening to America right now, and they are watching America as to what America will do. So we high-five each and every one of you, and we encourage you to be a part of that crew.
Yes. Now, aside of this, we got someone kind of off topic right now. What I want to do is I want to talk about the education system in America. And in the process of that, right before we get to that, friends, I'm going to take this phone call. We got Tom in Iowa. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake.
Hi, Bradley.
Hey.
Say, I wondered if you got my – I put a link on your Facebook page about a pastor in Burlington, Iowa, that got in trouble for some flyers he put that were in his church.
Yep, I've seen that.
If I don't know if you had a chance to listen, his whole pod, he did a podcast of his sermon, and the first time the pamphlets were out there because we're trying to get rid of the judge that forced gay marriage on the state of Iowa. One of them is up for
good for you guys. Vote. Yep,
we're trying anyway. He didn't say anything about the pamphlets or the judge. And one of his church members decided to take a pamphlet and go to the opposition, who, of course, tried to get him in trouble, the pastor in trouble with the IRS, but he
sure.
just let fly in his sermon. And he started talking about things people are doing, and he said, if you're going to be for gay marriage, don't call yourself Catholic. And I thought, oh, man, finally somebody's speaking the truth. And he started talking about some sins being committed by churchmen. Past church members, and I guess people were getting up and leaving. But I tell you what, if he was anywhere near me, I'd go to his church for that reason, because it's refreshing to hear some honesty.
Amen. Agreed. You guys are kicking it over there in Iowa. I know that you guys actually had three judges, voted out, in the last couple of years here. And I think what you guys are doing over there is outstanding. What I'll do, Tom, is I'll get on it. I know across the country right now, wall builders, and I believe there are 1,600 pastors across the country that are beginning to pipe up on the issues of the day, and rightly so. It's interesting how the government intrudes into the church's affairs whenever they feel that they need to or want to, but when the church begins to do it, you get what I'm saying, Jake?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's completely backwards. Lines between church and states bars the government from doing such things as that, Tom. But the minute you begin to talk about principles or morality in a public setting, then they say it's lines between church and state. Well, wait a second. It's the other way around, bro. So I think what's going to happen here, Tom, is your pastor is going to get some support from the ADF, which is the Alliance Defense Fund out of Washington, D.C., as well as with David Barton and Wall Builders, because pastors across this country are beginning to stand up and they're challenging the IRS's jurisdiction, by the way, which they have none. So in saying that, let's see what happens, Tom. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know how it is Michelle Obama can go into a black church and say this is the place to talk about politics.
That's right.
You put a pamphlet in that backs up what Jesus said, and then all of a sudden, no, you can't talk about that.
Yep.
I don't get that.
Yeah, well, you know what? Don't get that.
That's
because
right.
it's not ours to take. It's illegal, Tom. And again, it's completely backwards. It's up on its head. Jake, go ahead and explain the 501c3 status.
Yeah, basically the 501c3 status. Congress. Now, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion. That would be churches, I would guess, right? So Congress can't make any laws or statutes limiting the freedom of speech of churches and the freedom of religion for churches.
Right.
Now, what the IRS does is this clever little money-making organization that Congress ratified supposedly back in 1913 when we started paying federal income taxes. Now, with that IRS comes a jurisdictional issue. Do they have the jurisdiction now, because it's no longer Congress, even though it was okayed by Congress, do they have the jurisdiction to go into churches and say, well, you're not paying taxes, therefore, by default, you're one of the creatures that are under our jurisdiction? No, they don't. As a matter of fact, no church has ever been stopped because of speaking from the pulpit on those type of issues. The reason that this whole thing came into pass was because of Mr. Lyndon Baines Johnson, who liked to be able to politically maneuver against his opponents.
And manipulate.
His opponents happened to be, at that particular time, a lot of the churches and nonprofit organizations in the state of Texas. So what he did is he tried to ramrod legislation through that would then make any church that's a 501c3, which, by the way, a church doesn't have to be if they don't want to be, but many churches churches choose to be, but they don't give up their First Amendment right when they do that. So as a little nugget as far as 501c3 goes and the limiting and censoring of speech, churches, you don't give that up. You have a First Amendment, period.
That's right. Did we lose Tom?
Absolutely. He's not the first one. We had a pastor named Terry Gordon here in Iowa, too, that got threatened with IRS action for speaking out, and he said, bring it on. He said, I'd love to have his fight because I'm tired of being threatened about what I can say and what I can't say. They don't tell me. God tells me.
That's right. That's right. Government's got the roles backwards here, Tom, and I don't know how many different ways I need to say that. And I'm just trying to explain that to the American people. You don't take off your faith hat when you walk into a public building, friends, especially when you walk into that building and you see Moses and the Ten Commandments and forefather quotes and Christian quotes and God on your money. Folks, it's the other way around, and you got to get this communism out of mind and out of sight, because it's total totalitarianism. It's a method. It's communism, and it's found in Article 50. 1962 of the USSR lines between church and state. So, friends, that doesn't fly here in this country. We are one nation under God, and we're going to continuously be one nation under God. And, again, Tom, hang on for a second. She's going to pick you up. Heather, go ahead and pick up that phone call. I think it's important for people to understand that the ACLU, these organizations, they're communist organizations. They're attacking anybody that, basically practices Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, free speech. They've even been found and caught manipulating Article 1. It's just out of hand, friends. And when people begin to do their homework, you're going to find out what the law really says. And that's why on the Sons of Liberty so often we continuously reiterate the fact that, friends, you need to read your founding documents. I mean, if you want to talk about real lines between church and state, read the Mayflower Compact, my friends. I mean, it's just completely the Lord through and through. The pith and marrow of everything is Christian foundation. And there's no getting away from it. And the other thing, too, is they're going to attack people. It sounds like in this particular situation with Tom in Iowa, sounds like they may have had a plant there to be a narc, to play the Judas. But you know what? To their own demise, let them go ahead and do what they want to do. Again, friends, the good news here is 1,600 pastors across this country right now are preaching from the housetops, and they should have never stopped doing it. And I'm not saying these 1,600, but let me ask you, where's the 298,000? Where's the rest of the pulpits doing what they should be doing? Mm-hmm. What are they doing?
Where are they?
Capitulating.
Are they exactly.
Yeah, but God doesn't need a minority or a majority. I'm sorry, He needs a minority, and we'll see who wins the day. That's the bottom line. Friends, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And I don't mean to be rushing on you, friends. I'm an American, but I'm rushing you. Did you guys like that?
I like it. Be Russian.
Yeah. I love the Russian. We were just in Minneapolis, and we were shooting back as fast as possible. And I looked at the gas pump, at the gas gauge, I'm sorry, and I had to stop at the gas pump real quick. If I didn't have to stop for gas, we would have been here right on the money. I said, Kerry, throw in Gowdy and throw in Lindsey Graham and just remind the people of how corrupt the administration is. And let's see how fast they bury this one. I guess over the last couple of days, very little's been spoken about it through the state-run media. That should scare the chocolate out of every American in this country as to how far this administration and this media are working hand in glove and how corrupt they are together, friends. We need to deal with them lawfully, and we will win the day as we implore the name of God. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the education system starting in 1862, and these are the questions for fourth graders.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Sons of Liberty.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
You know, John Jay rightly said, he said, the evils of tyranny are rarely seen but by him who resists it. Well, that's true. That you never know what you're up against until you stand against it. Yep. And that's all you have to do is stand in truth, and all of a sudden you're going to find out who your enemies are. And by the way, if you want to find out who your enemies are, just try to change something. Because it won't take very long before you get there. American education, we kind of put a little salt on your tongue yesterday concerning the topic education. Here's some questions asked to fourth graders in 1862 during a geography test. I did okay in geography. How'd you do?
I don't really remember. Geography. I never did bad in school that I can recall, but I don't really remember geography.
Huh. Okay. Do you know the last thing that goes through a bug's mind when he hits a windshield?
I've heard that before.
You remember that?
Their butt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see if you remember that.
I don't know if that was in geography.
That was pretty abstract, wasn't it?
It was very abstract.
Let's ask some questions here now concerning fourth graders in 1862 during a geography test. How many degrees of longitude are there? Number two, how many degrees wide are the temperate zones? Number three, what is a watershed? Name the principal animals in the frigid zones. That's number four. Number five is name the different pales into which mankind is divided. Most people are probably saying, what are pales? You're supposed to. Number six is, what is a monarchy? Ask the average adult today what a monarchy is. Yeah. This guy in the office here, he thinks he's one. Number seven is, what portion of people on the globe are pagans? Non-Christians. See how that was rightly put into perspective back then?
Yep, because they wanted to end paganism.
Yes.
They had to send missionaries wherever they were.
Yes.
And they did.
And they did.
And God blessed this nation as a result of it. And that is our light as a country. It's not our economy.
You think that was during the reign of Constantine? Or
which part?
Well, he wanted to convert the world to Christianity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He did a pretty good
job. That theocracy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, those lunatics on the left. Elementary questions for elementary students in 1862. Here's two questions I'm going to propose. Number one, insured two-thirds of a shop worth $36,000 and four-fifths of a house worth $6,000. paying $126. What was the rate of insurance? Come on. These are questions for fourth graders, friends. Number two, how much money must be given with nine $100 shares at 15% discount in exchange for eight $100 bonds at 2% discount? Fourth graders! You hear from all these lunatics on the left side of the aisle, as they say? Oh, they were stupid, man.
Stupid.
If I could get one of these loonies to call me and give me an answer for any of the questions that I just asked, I would be most pleased. 1-877-807-9977. Okay, let's go to math problems. Math problems in 1862, fourth grade elementary questions. Oh, by the way, no pencils or paper are allowed. These are mental tests.
On your mind.
A boat worth $864, of which one-eighth belonged to A, one-quarter to B, and the rest to C, was lost. Which loss did each sustain, it having been insured for $500? Mental test, friends. No pencils or papers allowed. Let's go to 1877. Mental math problems to be solved by elementary students. Number one, on a farm there are 60 animals, horses, cows, and sheep. For each horse there are three cows, and for each cow there are two sheep. How many animals of each kind? You're supposed to be the brainiac here.
Yeah, I couldn't figure that one out. Some type of an algebra problem, but I can't figure it out. There's too many X's involved, too many variables. I figured out a couple of the other ones.
Number two. Another question asked as a mental math problem, testing their mental capacity, of course, in 1877, fourth graders, if seven men can do a piece of work in 4 days, in what time can it be done if three of the men leave when the work is half completed? 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977 if you'd like to go ahead and give it a shake. See how smart you are. How about history questions in 1882? Jake, you ready for this? What is habeas corpus? Habeas corpus.
It's the ability to be able to have your case or whatever.
Jake, do this for me. Okay,
Don't say.
So everybody thinks you're smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just keep silent.
That's right. Because what you just did is you just kind of revealed to everybody that you knew that answer, but you didn't know the first seven that were asked.
I don't
actually
know the first
seven, nine, ten, 11 questions.
I didn't know the first seven.
Okay, that's great. Let's go on here. Come on. we don't want to see how smart you are, okay? What is a bill of attainder? Number three, what is an ex post facto law? Fourth graders, friends, 1877. Number four, enumerate the powers denied to the several states. Number five, what are bills of credit? Questions proposed, no pencil, no paper. Testing the mental capacity of fourth graders in 1877. How many elementary students or even adults today can accurately answer these questions? In 1787, the Federalist Papers were written by James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and John Jay. This was written to let the people know why a federal constitution was needed. Quote, unquote. There is currently a law professor in Alabama who requires his law students to read this book, all of it, and why not? Before they can become attorneys at law, they will swear on an oath to uphold this constitution. So why not learn the intent of the document that they will swear to uphold? Yet those law students enrolled in the graduate level legal studies regularly complain to him about the difficulties of reading that old Federalist Papers book. That professor non-sympathetically responds, I understand. This book was not written for the common average upstate New York, you ready for this, farmer of 1787. Perhaps someday you as a graduate student will attain the educational level of those early New York, ready for this, farmers.
And they're in college.
Farmers. These were our farmers. These are those that ruled in government. Those that served we the people.
Yep.
The modern average day student in college has no idea what a fourth grader knew in 1862 and in 1877.
Yeah.
Boy, but you know what? Those forefathers, they were stupid. They were stupid, George.
They were dumb.
Real dumb.
Just dumb racists.
Totally.
You know, what do they know?
Oh, where's Sean, Facebook. Oh, this is too good. Sean, give us a call. Give us the answers, brother from another mother. I hope it's a guy.
It's a guy.
Well, you know, Sean can go either way, yeah, like Pat. Sure.
That's right.
You know.
I learned that once, actually.
That's kind of weird, but let's stick to the topic here.
I do have strength.
Abraham Lincoln rightly said the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. Hello? What are we dealing with today? The burnt hippies from the 60s and the 70s.
Yep.
So what was the philosophy of the classroom of our early leaders? Okay, you ready for this? This is lovely. Folks, I got a surprise for you during the last segment. This is lovely. These are those stupid farmers that the modern day college graduate doesn't understand. Okay? Harvard was started by congressionalists for training, guess what? Ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It produced signers of the Declaration of Independence such as John Adams, John Hancock, Samuel Adams, by the way, they were all sons of liberty, William Ellery, William Hooper, Robert Trent Payne, William Williams, Elbridge Gevery, signers of our Constitution that came out of Harvard, William Samuel Johnson, Rufus King. Boy, that's a hard name to swallow.
I like that. Rufus.
Other prominent leaders that came out of Harvard, Fisher Ames, a framer of the Bill of Rights, William Cushing, original U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Timothy Pickering, Revolutionary War General, and Secretary of War for President Washington and Adams. Those are the guys that established, just think, 237 years later, we're still walking in the liberty that was established through farmers. Woo!
Yep.
What you got to say about that?
I trade a farmer for an Alina Kagan that's a dean of Harvard not too long ago.
Oh, dude.
I'd trade a farmer for her.
Oh, dude. Or a Sotomayor?
I need me a farmer. We need us some farmers.
All right, Sherry. We got Sherry from Missouri. We got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
All right. Without pen and paper.
Okay.
Answer to the farm about the cow, the sheep, and the chickens.
Yes.
Okay. 30. 30 sheep, 10 cows, and 20 chickens.
How did you come up with that answer?
Well.
She's a farmer. And she knew.
Hey, and a bill of attainder is that the Congress can't pass a law and make it retroactive.
Like, well, actually, that's an ex post facto law. But the Bill of Attainder is where Congress or the executive branch, like the president just signed an NDAA, where he can come and legislatively condemn a man or a woman without a trial. And our Constitution specifically says there shall be no bills of attainder and there shall be no ex post facto laws. And a law would be like all of a sudden, let's just say that you and I sell or farm corn. Tomorrow, the government comes and says, it's illegal to farm corn, therefore we're throwing you in jail because you farmed corn yesterday. No, the law applies for today and forward, not today and backward.
Sherry, but I'm impressed. And by the way, we got a quick break coming up on us right now. Take Sherry, give her one of my prayer from the Capitals, please. Thank you for calling in. Now, see, here we go again. Why is it that we have all the women that are courageously standing up and doing this stuff, and they're thinking, yeah, they smart. They real smart.
They smart.
But you know what? This is important because I. Is that you, Georgie? Is that William Eller over there? Is that?
Look at John Adams, the hog farmer.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Okay, let's get back to this really quick. Thank you for the call, Sherry. We appreciate it. Now, I noticed that Jake didn't give you the answer.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
She gave me the answer.
Is there a reason that you didn't give him the answer?
Yeah, that problem.
Jay, you are about as slow on the uptake.
Hold on, I'm tending the cows.
I know, but I'm implying that you're a chicken.
A chicken?
Yes, for not answering the
question.
You
calling me a chicken?
Thank you. All right.
You're calling me a chicken?
That was Jake's cousin.
Yes, it was.
A reciting some...
Long orange legs.
Yes. Some speech he was warming up for the next day. But let's go on here. So what was the educational philosophy of Harvard? The answer to the question is set forth in Harvard's two models. Friends, listen carefully. I actually got in a little bit of a contentious, I don't want to say debate because it wasn't a debate. I was right, he was wrong, about the motto for Harvard because he went there. The motto was, there's two of them. First one was, for Christ and the church. The second one is, for the glory of Christ. Harvard's directives to students, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus, who is the eternal life, which is eternal life, John 17:3, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. The directives continue. Everyone shall so exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein. What about Yale? We'll stop at Yale because I got a surprise for everybody, and then we'll pick this up again tomorrow. Yale was started by congressionalists for training ministers of the gospel. I bet my listeners, I bet you didn't know this, did you?
No.
1-877-807-9977. If you need to get cleaned up, go ahead and give us a call. For some of you socialist communists, if you guys need a new pack of diapers, just go ahead and give us a call and we'll send them off to you real quick. 1-877-807-9977. See, the truth, the pillar of the truth never moves.
I can't. That's
the pillar of the living God, yeah. The Bible says. And that's exactly right. Let's go on to Yale. Declaration signers that came out of Yale was Lyman Livingston, Lewis Morris, Oliver Wolcott, signers of the Constitution from Yale, Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston, and other prominent leaders that came out of Yale, Noah Webster. Friends, if you look at Noah Webster's dictionary, I know for some of you guys this is really hard to believe, but Webster's Dictionary, there was an actual guy that actually conglomerated and brought it together for you. If you look at the original.
What do you think his last name was?
1828 Webster's. Right when you first open that dictionary up, it says, Noah Webster taught millions to read and not one to sin. Not one to sin. 1 John 3:4, to break God's moral law. And church, just keep in mind, there's a difference between ceremonial law and moral law. Okay? I go on. Talking about Yale. Noah Webster, a famous educator, author of Webster's Dictionary. Zephaniah Swift, author of the first American law book. James Kent, a leading judge, father of American jurisprudence. I really got to be transparent really quick. I am amazed, friends, that almost every step that I take in life, I am marked by the communist agenda. Someone will write something, but my lines are open for them right now, and yet they just fail.
The phone's broke.
To take on the challenge. 1-877-807-9977. Have your professors call in then. If they have the pith and the marrow, the heart, the courage, which they don't. They just like to take domain over their classroom and scare everybody into subjection by using one or two that are obsolete to their truth or their unfactual fabrications. And they'll use the rest of the class that'll believe the professor that is obstinate towards the truth of the gospel and our foundations. Come on, call in professors. Come on, all you wise guys. Come on, all you supposed propaganda. I'm sorry, reporters. Call in. Let everybody know how smart you really are.
Enlighten.
We don't want smart people on the radio right now. That's why we need you on the radio. So you can set the record straight. 1-877-807-9977. And by the way, friends, some of these legal outfits, the Rob Bostons of the world, they won't get on the radio with us. These are the guys leading these organizations up, folks, trying to stifle free speech. They won't get on the radio with us. And let me tell you why. Because that's all I have to do is open up the little book called the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights. And guess what? That is their stumbling block. They just want to use the media. They just want to go hand in glove with the media and try to find the one one poor little guy out there who thinks he knows what he's talking about, and they want to attack him, and then the media's right there to blow it in the wind. Here comes the ACLU to attack so-and-so. Well, where are they? Come on, the founder of the ACLU said it was what it was all about. But anyways, case in point. I got a surprise coming up here for you in just a second. Yale admonishes students with, above all, have an eye to the great end of all your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God in His Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, you heard me right. Yale's requirement, all scholars are to give and to live a religious and blameless life according to the rules of God's Word. Yes, it is law. Diligently reading the Holy Scriptures and constantly attending all the duties of religion. Now, what I want to do is tomorrow we're going to pick up Princeton and other colleges. And I'm going to get back on the topic of education. But I want to bring in some real live students. And the oldest one is 10 years old. 10 years old, friends. The youngest one is 3 years old. Okay? This is something that was taught to kids in the public education system during the foundation of our country. And what we want to do is we want to ask these little people, there's 3, 4, 5, there's 6 of them in here right now, which are all homeschooled. And so what we want to do is we want to take them to the ABCs, and I want to show you and exemplify, and Heather, you can help me with this because you know more about it than I do right now. But I want you to have them go through the ABCs the way that they were taught back in the 1700s. Keep in mind, friends, the youngest one is 3 years old and the oldest is 10 years old. All right? So let's go for this real quick and see how this goes down.
Okay. You guys ready?
Okay.
Here we go. So A.
In Adam's fall, we sinned all. And to find the Bible mine, Christ crucified for sinners died. The day was drowned, the earth around. Elijah hit by ravens fed. The judgment made Felix afraid. As suns of glass, our life doth pass. My book and heart must never part.
Joseph Zariah, blessed God. Proud for the truth was swallowed up.
Okay, now hang on a second. Now, guys, what they just did is they went all the way from A to K. So A is for Adam, B is for Bible, C is for Christ, D is deluge, E is for Elijah, F is for Felix, G is for glass, H is for heart, J is for Job, and K is for Korah. So let's go from L to V real quick. Okay, let's go for this. Okay?
Yep.
Lot fled to Zoar, saw fiery shower on Sodom pour. Moses was he who Israel's hope led through the sea. Young Obadiah, David, Josiah, all were pious. Peter denied his Lord and cried. Queen Esther sues and saves the Jews. Young pious Ruth left all for true. Young Samuel dear, the Lord did fear. Young he was sent to fly. Vashti for pride was set aside.
Okay, now, friends, if you heard all that, I'm just giving clarity because I know it gets a little mumbled in here, but you guys are doing awesome. This is a 3-year-old all the way up to a 10-year-old. This is from a book called The Primer, How Kids were taught the Alphabet in the 1700s during the foundations of our country. They just said L is for Lot, M is for Moses, N is for Noah, O is for Obadiah, P is for Peter, Q is for Queen, R is for Ruth, S is for Samuel, T is for Timothy, and V is for Vashti.
Vashti.
Yes, Vashti. So let's go from W, X, Y, Z. You guys ready?
Yep.
Okay, final segment. Let's go.
Whales in the sea, God's voice obey. Xerxes did die, and so must I. While you do tears, death may be near. Zacchaeus, he did climb the tree, our Lord to see.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of people out there. You guys give it up for yourselves, huh?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Be proud of yourselves. You guys did it.
Yay!
All right. Now, march yourselves right out of this place, all right? Good job, guys. Good job. Get out of here, kid. You bother me. Good job. Good job. All right. Beautiful kids. Now, get out of here and go back to your parents. All right. Now, the reason I'm mad about that, Jake, is because they know more about it than I do, and I think there's something wrong with it. Something wrong with that boy.
That's a good teacher.
Yes. Now, friends, in all sincerity, in all seriousness, why is it that we don't teach our kids this, the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord is to depart from evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Proverbs 6, the book of Psalms. Just think, if we teach them these things, we don't have to worry about locking our doors anymore.
And we prevent.
Protecting our lives.
Yep.
And we can actually live in peace.
I'd like some peace.
Wouldn't that be a great thing to do?
Peace is good.
Tomorrow we're going to come back. We're going to talk about more of the education system during the foundation. And if you can get any of your professors on the radio, the line is open. Talk to
healthy
you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.